Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will. It's such a wonderful time, saints, to be able to come together. Amen. Let's bow our heads. We open the service. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so appreciative. Father, to hear the call in our hearts to come and to gather. Lord, another opportunity that we can, Lord, under thy spirit, Lord, in thy provided place to hear you speak to us under the anointing. Lord Jesus. Father, these times as the drawing gets closer and closer to your coming, Father, these times may become scarce sometimes. Lord, may we take advantage of everyone we have. Bless us now, Lord. May your will be done in everything. We look to you now, Lord. We thank you so much. Have your way, we ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Do you really love him?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Turn to big books there, if you would, or only believes. Page 190. Watching you. So thankful he watches over us.
Yes, amen.
Amen. All along on the road, through the holes, through the moon, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye is awake. Oh, there's an eye watching you, amen. Oh, watching you, oh, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Oh, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye, amen. As you make life's great flight, keep the pathway upright. Oh, there's an eye watching you, amen. Oh, God will warn not to go in the path of the foe. Oh, there's an eye watching you. Amen. Oh, watching you. Oh, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Oh, watching you. Oh, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Fix your mind on the goal. Home of the soul. Oh, there's an eye. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, never turn from the way to the kingdom of day. Oh, there's an eye. Amen. Watching you. Hey. Oh, watching you. Watching you. Every day, mind the course. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye. Amen. Sing that last verse again. Fix your mind on the goal, that sweet home of the soul. Oh, there's an eye. Amen. It's coming soon, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, never turn from the way to the king. Come up there, oh, there's an eye watching you,
amen.
Oh, watching you, oh, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Oh, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm so thankful he watches over us, saints. Amen. Page 160. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Praise his name. Time is filled with swift transition. None of earth unmoved can stand.
to God's unchanging hand. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, trust in Him who will not leave you. Oh, whatsoever years may bring. Oh, forsaken, still more closely.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh,
someone mentioned it the other day, and it made me think. I believe it was Daniel or somebody was praying, and it was like it was just shut off. But even in them dark times when it don't seem like no answer, maybe Satan's blocking you and you're trying to fight through, you can stand knowing that the promises hasn't changed.
Amen.
He's unchangeable. Yes. Amen. It don't matter whether you feel blessings or not.
Amen.
God's still the same, and if He promised it, it'll be there.
Amen.
Amen. He's so wonderful.
Yes.
Sing it one more time.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Right there over the next page, 166. When we all get to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Are you going to sing when you get there, saints? Hallelujah.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions, bright and blessed, you prepare for us a place.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all
a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory.
Amen. All saints, what a day that's going to be. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Amen. Whoever wrote this song had a little bit of a thought. Just one glimpse. It's going to pay back all that you went through. Every trial, every test, every sickness. Just one glimpse. Think about what it's going to be like. Amen. Oh, I love him. Praise his name. He's so wonderful. Amen. Brother Ethan's missing tonight, not feeling good. You know, you got a lot of fill in right there. That little brother you seen back here clapping. Amen. Takes a lot to fill his little shoes. Hope he's feeling better. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Hallelujah. Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us. And the desire you put in our hearts to serve you.
Oh, yes.
We pray you bless this service and bless this offering for nothing in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I'm redeemed by love divine. I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Hallelujah. All to him I now reside. Oh, I have been. I love you, mine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. One more time. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Oh, all to him I now reside. Oh, I have been. Amen. Have you been redeemed? Amen. All worshiping saints. So wonderful. So precious. Amen. If you can say it from your heart, I'm redeemed. Oh, to put a smile in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have something on your heart for him? Amen. And do you believe it? Amen. Only believe, saints. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're surely glad to be here tonight,
yes,
Lord. And look back at our lives, Lord, and see where you've brought us from, Lord, and what you've done for us, Lord, and how you've kept us, Lord, through every trial and every test, Lord. And by God, we have realized, Lord, when it's all over with, that the trials and tests seem to be burdensome sometimes, maybe, dear God, and hard to bear, but by God, we know that through it all, Lord, you're there, Lord, to see us through, Lord. By God, you said that you would, Lord. By God, we're so glad tonight, Lord. By God, that we're able to stand here and know, Lord, through grace, Lord, and by God, that you changed our lives, Lord, changed that nature, Lord. By God, put a nature in their desires to know you, Lord,
Jesus.
To walk with you, Lord, and to please you, dear God. And we pray tonight for those that are absent, those that may be sick and afflicted, Lord. Whatever the reason, Lord, you know, we pray, Father, whatever the reason they're not here, by God, that you, by God, would just move in their hearts, Lord, their desire would be to be here, Lord. By God, to worship. We pray for those that are here that they have needs, that you meet those needs, Lord. Especially those that desire close to walk with you, Lord. Grant it to them, we pray. Pray that you bless your word tonight. The Lord does speak, really speaks your word,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
So in our hearts to receive your word, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
And he something said it, Lord. And my God would strengthen each and every one tonight, dear God. We would draw closer to you. We ask you, things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated.
precious Lord. Anyone have a song special on your heart?
Amen.
Praise his name. You have one? Okay. There she come.
If you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt it, what you say, you know it will be. For faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things that's unseen. It never reasons, it just keeps believing. It's all over, I walk on by faith. My trust is in him. He's proved again, he will back up every promise he made. Over and over again and again, God is faithful. When you he is ready to fulfill his word. Just trust and believe him. You will receive him. Faith claims it. It's already yours. If our hearts don't condemn us, we can ask and he will hear us. That's a promise he gave us today. There is not one thing that can stand before us. In God's word is faith's resting place. So I count all contrary. I don't question, I don't worry. I just rest on the promise he made. Today or tomorrow, there's one thing I know, that mountain we'll have to give way. Over and over, again and again, God is faithful. When you take him at his word, he'll prove it to you. No matter the situation, he is ready to fulfill his word. Just trust and believe him. you will receive them. Faith claims it, it's already yours.
Praise his name. Let's all stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, only believe is to ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Heavenly Father, as we have had one more opportunity to gather in, and Lord, yes, to be able to sing these wonderful hymns, Lord, and yes, to worship you, and to thank, Lord, of what you have done for us, and Lord, what's prepared and waiting for us. And Lord, as we journey these last few days here on this earth, Lord, may it truly the desire be burning greater than it ever has before, yes, in our lives, Lord, to be a people that's truly pleasing unto thee. And Lord, that we would be a people that matches the scriptures 100%. And Lord, that you would have the preeminence in our lives. Lord, that through the living out of the word through us, Lord, that we might be able to help someone see, Lord, that in this last day that you are alive and real and living. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon these few scriptures this evening you've laid upon our hearts. Lord, just asking you that it would encourage us for the journey before us, Lord, and that we would continue to press on, we would pray. And we ask your blessings on it now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all things. Amen. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yes, he is.
Amen. So glad we're able to be able to get together this evening. Oh, amen. Jesus. While you're standing, if you would, let's just turn our Bibles over to 1 Peter in the second chapter. Just a little exhortation for this evening. Amen. Truly been enjoying the reminiscing, so to speak, maybe our pastor's been doing on some of the services and back over the scriptures and even the message we had this morning and tying it back in with different things and to be able to see God's mercy and grace in our lives and to truly see what he's doing for us and by God's mercy and grace that those scriptures mean something to us. As a brother says, you know, it's a lot of times like reading a newspaper, there's no life in it. But there's just something about God's word when you read it and you can see that it's talking about you. It causes Amen. A stimulation down on the inside. Amen. Just so thankful for God's amazing grace. Yes. But here in the second chapter, first book of Peter, and we'll read that ninth verse. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. I was just thinking about this, some of the things as we've been on this journey now for some of us a long time, some of us a short while, but how that God has led each and every one of us along and brought us to where we are today, and how God has drawn on each and every heartstring. And you know, as our brother was speaking there a couple services ago and read the scriptures about no man can come unto me unless the Father draw him. And we hear all of these things. But you know, we can look back in the scriptures for types and shadows. Mm-hmm. And we see all that has taken place. And if you'd like to turn, let's go over here to 2 Corinthians and read a very familiar scripture. Amen. Here in 2 Corinthians in the 6th chapter. But you know, each one of us, as God has drawn us from here, some of us was maybe in the world not really knowing anything about church and was drawn to him. Maybe some of us started in a denomination somewhere, and God has brought us up through all things. But here is Paul is speaking in 2 Corinthians, and we'll start there at the 6th chapter and 14th verse. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, walk in them, I will be their God, and they will be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And I want you to think about that. This is the scripture being God was speaking to Israel at that time. He's telling them to come out from among a nation. He was calling them out of Egypt. And just think, I want you to look, you know, when you look back and you can look in the scriptures where when they got to the Red Sea and they turned to Moses and said it would have been better that we'd have died in the wilderness. And how you can see that even though they were in bondage and enslaved, they didn't feel that life was too bad back there rather than dying. They didn't mind it after they got out of there. It just didn't look too bad back there. But God had called them for a purpose. He called them out of there to show forth his greatness. And you know, God has done the same thing in this last age. Every age, he's had a people come on the scene. And as he began to restore, even at the day of Pentecost, when he sent down his Holy Spirit into that upper room, and they'd be filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And now those people went forth with a testimony burning. God had called them out from among all the others that was there at that time. And how God is always calling and drawing people. You can go back and look at Abraham. God called him out and said, come out from amongst everyone. And you know, Brother Brandon put it this way, in forsaking all, he said, but he first had to separate himself from all unbelief, even from his cold, lukewarm church member, Brother Lot. He had to forsake himself for that. Everything that's got unbelief in it, you have to separate yourself, anything. If it's a creed, if you're in a church and all you're depending on is a creed and don't believe the word, if the word is contrary, the creed is contrary to the word, you'll have to forsake that. You have to forsake everything. God never did bless Abraham till he had totally obeyed. And Abraham wanted to take his daddy along. And the old man was a fly in the ointment all the time. And finally he died. And then there was Lot, and there was strife and everything. But then as soon as Abraham fully obeyed God and separated himself and let Lot go down there in the good lands, wherever he wanted to go, down into Sodom, then God appeared to Abraham and said, lift up your eyes, I'll give the whole thing to you. And Abraham was the one who separated. He was the one who separated all to follow God. And he is the father of our faith. He is the one that we believe to be the faithful one. The promise was made to Abraham and his seed. And we being dead in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs with him according to the promise. And you know, that's what God has done in this last days. He's brought a people to a point. And as we've read this, we won't go back and read it, but in Romans 8, those he foreknew, he called, and whom he called, he justified, and them he glorified. And we can look back and see all of these scriptures that have been written that pertain to a special people. Yes, but we've got to find ourselves being that special people. Amen. We've got to find a place. You know, we live in an age where people just want to look at churches. And you young people, I know as you maybe meet new people and you get out and you see different ones, that's the first thing they want to tie everything back to. What's your church believe? It's not about what our church believes, but it's what God said. Yeah. And it's back to what does the word say about the situation. Amen. That's why when we look into the scriptures, you young ladies, and we can look and see modesty is not something that's a rule of the church, but modesty is something that's written in God's word. And if we can look back in there and say, God wants me to look like this. God wants me to dress like this. And as young men, being clean and looking nice and making sure we obey our parents and all these things, we can take it back to the scriptures. Not my church says I can't do that. My church says I can't listen to that kind of music that you listen to. My church says I can't go to that place you go to. No, but we've got to take it beyond that. Maybe you don't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet. But you've got to continue to look back and remember it's not just the church here. It's not rules and regulations, but God has called a people. He's dealing with a people's hearts to be more than just a church. It's so to speak, full of a building full of people. But God is calling a people out of a people to be lives that are living on lights that are set up on a hill. that they can see that there is a reflection shining out through their life. And that people is a truly separated people. A people that's different from everyone else around them. Their lives are different. They do things different. They think about things differently. And it's not because, oh, my church believes that this is, well, I go to church so I have to do this. But we've got to go beyond that and get to a place where we can truly see that God has led me to where I'm standing today. And even us older ones, it's so easy to begin to rely upon, well, in the past our church believed it like this and that's the way we've done it and we still do it that way. Can even down to the thoughts of how we treat people and how we think about different things, as our brother has brought that out, and I'm not going to get into that, but those are the type of things that hang on to people, and they get a certain way. Just as the Pentecostals still hang on to, oh, you've got to speak in tongues to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They'll never let go of that. And some people, you can get to a place where you think you've got to have all of that emotion to be born again. But God's, oh, Brother Branham showed us many places. Would you dance in the Spirit? You might. Will you speak in tongues? You might. But one thing you will do, you'll bear forth the life of Jesus Christ. And how we can see, that's why God sent a prophet in this last age, to bring us to that place and to show us what is this great mystery, that hope of glory, Christ in you. And show us and gel this together that we would not be a people that's stabbing it. Well, they could be right, and they could be right, and that could be right. But God's brought us to a place and give us his word to bring us to a place where we can stand with an assurance that I am odd, not because I want to be an odd person, not because I want to be different from somebody else, but because God has called me to live for him and to be his and let him have his preeminence in my life. And that's why I'm different. That's maybe why I do things differently, why I dress differently, and I don't go here and I don't go there, and maybe I don't partake of this or that. It's because God has placed something in my heart to stay away from it. And you know, it's so, as our brother was mentioning, and I can relate back, as being a young person, not even having the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but because you knew what was right and what you knew was wrong. There was always something done on the inside, even when your natural friends wanted to go and do these things or this thing. There was still something down in there that held you back. It would always condemn you. So maybe it didn't never condemn them, but it always condemns. God's got a way of watching over and protecting his little ones. Why? Because he predestinated a people for this. In this last age in which we're living, never was there a chance that, is in Matthew 24, as our brother was speaking this morning, the dangers that we see around us. But God did not take a chance that this little bride would be deceived. Amen. He made sure. And you can go back and read Romans 8. Go into Ephesians and read. Let's just read Ephesians 1. Amen. God did not take a chance. Amen. But God also in Ephesians after this, amen. Look at what look how God puts all things in order. Amen. Amen. Let's just read here, Ephesians, first chapter, and we'll begin there at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And keep in mind the things our brother was just bringing out the other night. According as he hath before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, and having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of the glory who first trusted in Christ. Now look what God's done for us. And our brother was telling us all these things that he showed us. And many may get up in their self and they begin to feel self-righteous. But you know, Paul just didn't leave it after all these wonderful things he said. Here, if you read Ephesians 1st chapter, the 2nd chapter, and you get over there, but then when you hit the 4th chapter, but he said, where he began to speak there, in the 4th chapter, the 7th verse, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore saith he, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he that ascended in, but descended first into the lower parts of the earth, he descended as the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Amen. And I want you to think about that. God gave us all of this word, and he sent a prophet in this last age. But not only that, he still sent God-filled men, gifts that he gave to the church, to you and I. And you got to see that as the church is a called out person, God gave those gifts to you and I, that as we sat under the ministering of his word, through the foolishness of preaching, men's souls shall be saved. And as we sat there, and as you hear the word, you become the word. God placed us into that ground, and it's just like planting a seed. When you put that seed into the ground, it's got to have water. It's got to have sunshine. And that's why we gather into this building here, as we call a church. And we gather in here, and we sit in the presence of God, because this is the way he ordained it to be. And as we come in and sit here and let God speak to our hearts, it melts us. He molds us. His Holy Spirit is moving throughout the building, and he's here to mold us into the character that he wants us to be. But God had a provided plan. That oak tree out there can't grow any other way than the way God ordained it to be grown. In the right soil, with the right water, the temperature, in the right area, the right place, all takes effect. And that's the same way we are as born-again believers. We can never come to that fullness of the stature of Christ until we're firmly planted exactly into God's formula, the way that he said we'd come forth. But oh my, you go out there and try to grow an oak tree and put all kinds of things on it that it don't need, lay a concrete block on it, or, you know, try to hold the water away from it. No, it's got to have everything the way God designed it to be, and it will grow forth exactly right. But oh, how thankful we ought to be if we can see that God is leading us along. Each one of us, we've come many different ways, and we may still go many different ways. And a lot of times people don't understand us. They say, well, you gather over in that little building all by yourself. You don't have many people in your church. Why don't you come out and be part of the greater group? But God has called each person to a special place. You know, many times Paul was alone. And think about Paul. When you read Paul's writings, most of the stuff that was written, Paul wrote, he wrote sitting behind a jail, sitting down in a jail cell somewhere, writing to the churches. But look where God led him. But God led him all the way along just to make sure that that word would be printed and put there for us today. Amen. And then just look at all the prophet had to go through in this last age, the many places he walked and the many things that happened in his life. Why? That you and I could sit here today, then God could bring this precious word back. Amen. And it would be clean and it would be pure. That it would do the work that's needed in our hearts and in our lives. And oh my saints, you know, having been raised up, you know, a lot of people talk about rules and regulations sometimes. They don't, not understanding that God is trying to shape them. And sometimes it becomes like it's a rule. And they think, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. No, you don't have to do anything. But oh, God has called a people. And there's only two options. And that's what people have left off. You got an option to do it the way God said to do it. Amen. Or we're wrong and we know the other option where we're headed. Yeah. And that's what people have failed to see. They still think that they don't have to follow everything God said. But there's been a people that's been called for that. Yeah. A people that's got that burning in their heart. That's all they can see is it must be what God said. Yeah. And oh my, I think oftentimes the way God has led many of us here along. And the things that we've had to go through and endure. And the experiences we've had. But how that God has molded each one of us to show us. Yeah. That it doesn't matter. He called us to walk with him and him alone. And oh my, how that's put such a longing in your heart that if your own natural brother or sister will turn you aside, what more is there in this life? If you can truly see that God has called you, and that if that bond is not strong enough, then God alone is taking you through. And how you can see God working on us. Hey man, this is in the message. God talked to Moses, preached on August 31st, 1953. Brother Branham's saying here about paragraph 15. Let's see here. He says, all those types of old were shadows of things that was to come. And I believe that the church natural, the Jewish church that was brought out of Egypt to Palestine, was the natural church, God's natural people, who had a natural law. But we today are God's spiritual church with a spiritual law written on the tables of our hearts and led in a spiritual form. Now they looked up to see where the pillar of fire was, the angel of the Lord. But we don't look today. There's just something happens that we know he's there, see? Now, though they were the people of God, Israel down in Egypt were the people of God until they come out of Egypt and started towards the promised land. And then they become the church of God. And the word church means called out. I love that. Separated ones. God said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, to the work that I have called them. The churches today, many of them are looking for mixers. Somebody who can mix, maybe do a little of this and a little of that and a little recreation and golfing. Maybe a few parties and so forth. The world is looking for good mixers, but God is looking for separators. For those who will separate themselves, come out from among them, my people, that you be not partakers of their sins. Separate. In Egypt, when the lamb was offered, God made a difference. He separated the Israelites from the Gentiles and made a difference in them. And God's people is a separated people, a holy nation, a peculiar people, odd and strange acting. So the world will never understand you. Just don't think about the world. Think about God. That's the main thing. And how that's all that should matter to us. It don't matter what everybody thinks about me or what they got to say. But as long as I know in my heart that this is what God is leading me to do. And oh my, what God can do with a life that's centered around his precious word. Amen. I didn't bring a quote with me. I wished I had it laid out and I didn't bring it. Amen. I would like to have read it. But oh my, we're living in an age, saints, where God is here to prove every word. And he's called each one of us to that. But we've got to find that place that he's called us to. I can't come just because Brother Glenn wants to come. I can't come just because Brother Paul wants to be here. But I've got to come because there's something in me that's compelling me from within to drive me to this. Because without Jesus Christ pulling and drawing from the inside, I'll never reach those heights. I can want it. I can do all I try. But saints, we've seen people try for years that didn't really have a desire, but because their wife came to church, they came to church. Because this and that, they tried and they tried and they tried. But it takes a longing, something that he places down on the inside. It is truly a cry that you can't help, that there is something inside you reaching out. You're trying to get a hold of something. At the time when it's first drawing, you don't understand. You may not fully understand, but there's just a craving and a longing burning. But oh my, once you get a hold of it, oh, it's so sweet. Oh my, and the peace that it'll bring to you. The joy that it'll put in your life. And it'll give you all that you have need of. He's given us all things. Amen. But how that'll draw us to him every time. Amen. Let me see here. Amen. This is in the message, God of this evil age, preached August 1st, 65. Paragraph 54. And the world seems to be in the most evil age there ever was. Never in any age did women ever act like that. Never, just before the destruction of the antediluvian world. And Jesus referred to it. We'll get to that after a while. And has God lost control? Or is he just permitting another agency to control, I wonder? The true answer to this question is, to my opinion, there is two opposing spirits in the world today at work. And now there can't be no more than two heads. One of them is the Holy Spirit at work, and the other one is the spirit of the devil. And in this last days in deception. And I am going to base my thoughts right here on the rest of the text, the rest of our message. And you know, you young people, that's one thing to bear in mind. There's only two spirits at work. Yes, yes. Everything you would be asked to do, everything you would be asked to join yourself with, think about it. Which spirit would you can ask yourself and compare. Do you think Jesus Christ would be involved in this or that? Would he do that? It's easy to compare to see what spirit's controlling the thing that you might be asked to bear with. Yes. Two spirits, one of them God's holy, the other working in deception. And the people of earth are now making their choice. But the Holy Spirit is here calling out a bride for Christ, and he is doing it by vindicating his word of promise to her for this age, showing that it is Christ. If the finger is supposed to move in this age, the finger will move. If the foot is supposed to move in this age, the foot will move. And if the eye is to see in this age, the eye will see. The Spirit of God, as it growed into the full stature of God in this age that we're now living in, the Holy Spirit is here vindicating the message of the hour. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is doing this so that the people that believe God will be called out of this chaos.
Amen.
And the devil's unholy spirit is here calling his church by error, as usual, by perversion of the word of God like he did at the beginning. See it coming right back to the seed time again from Eden. But oh, how we should be thankful if we can see that God is pulling us,
amen,
leading us, drawing us to that place.
Yes,
and you know, we often maybe, you know, we have many loved ones, each and every one of us, that I know we pray for and we worry about and we would love to see come in. But let's turn our Bibles to the book of Acts here real quick, if you would. Acts, the second chapter. This is a very familiar scripture, but let's just read it and listen to it again in Acts 2 and 38, in the beginning. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all of them that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Peter preaching here. I'd like to have been there. Amen. Hallelujah. But just think about it now. Peter's giving them a sermon. And you can imagine, oh, if you could only dramatize that a little bit and think about it. Peter coming down out of that upper room. The anointing that was upon him and the words. I can imagine he was about to bust as it was. And then to get down there and then people want to know and try and explain. And then, oh my God, beginning to give him words to speak to the people. And he said, with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this unfort generation. And then watch this verse. But then them that gladly received his word were baptized. There was that predestination coming into play. There wasn't everybody that heard him didn't receive it gladly. But then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And watch what happened when that happened. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And then they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all of the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And you think about how great our God is. That if we can get yielded into his hands, and where he can have the preeminence of our lives fully, how that the life that's lived out through you. The quote I was going to bring was where Brother Branham was talking to the collared. He'd used the example of the collared man that had got saved. And he'd went to the pastor and he told him that he was going to give his life to Jesus. And the pastor asked him and said, what sermon did I preach? And he said, what song did the choir sing? What happened that made you want to give your heart to Jesus? And that little man turned and he said, it wasn't none of that, pastor, though you've preached many good sermons and you've heard many good songs in the choir. But he said, but I work with a man that's a Christian, and seeing God in his life, I want my life to be just like his. And how that ought to be the desire of our hearts, that though we don't have to say anything, that the outsiders looking in can see that there's something different about you every day, wherever you may be walking. There's something about you that they can draw strength from. Maybe they don't even understand why they want to talk to you, why they want to shake your hand or maybe spend a little time with you. But there's something about it. You create that atmosphere around you by what's housed on the inside of you. It's not you and yourself, but it's what Jesus Christ does on the inside of each and every one. But oh my, wouldn't that be wonderful if just to hear someone say that? Oh, I just want what you've got. I see what God's done in your life. I can see what he's doing in you daily. I see how you live. I see the peace that you have. I see the joy that you've got. And I want a little bit of that. Oh my, what an example of a Christian today.
Yes.
To be able to see that more than, oh, you ought to believe this message. Brother Branham was a prophet and he came in this day and he did mighty signs and wonders, and that's all they can see. They missed the picture of what God was trying to do. But God has called a people not just to hear and to be able to tell that there was a prophet, but their lives vindicate that there was a prophet came in this last age. That'll bring forth a life that was talked about and written down in those pages. Oh my, I pray God, let me be one of them.
Amen.
Lord, that you can get a hold of. Whatever more needs shaved out of my life, Lord, shave it out.
Amen.
Whatever else needs molded, Lord, mold me. Take control, whatever it is, Lord, that we would be that people in this last age. A written epistle, a written epistle read of all men. May that be the desires of our hearts. But we've been called out. We're to be a peculiar people. And oh my, what amazing grace God has showed to us for what he's done for us. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. I had some more there. We'll save it for another time. Amen. But God is leading, saints. He's got drawing. And there's a people. There's got to be young people. There's got to be old people. There's got to be middle-aged to prove. There's got to be people that can get sick, that God heals, that can show forth he's a healer. All of these things have to happen. We may never know why circumstances befall us. Maybe we'll lose our job and lose everything we've got and have to walk with nothing. But through that, we'd have joy. We'd have peace. We'd have all whatever God gave us. Amen. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He didn't say he'd meet all my wants, but he said he'd provide my needs. And oh my, God is looking to show forth his self through all of his precious word. And how we've got to be a people available for him to do that. And oh, may we be one of them. Amen. In this last age. You know, we grew up and you hear, and I know many times we've talked about it over the years of how nice we have it here in the States. And you know, when Sister Esther was showing us some pictures of their church, and you know, and like this evening, I know it's warm in here and I apologize, but I couldn't get the fan to work. But you know, they don't even... The people over there still ride a bicycle 15 minutes to get to church. Might have to walk 20 minutes to be at a church two times a week and twice on Sunday. And they don't complain. They're there. There's something about it that's drawing them. And you know, I just wonder, how do we measure up? Yes, we've been blessed, and we have it different here. Our lifestyles are different. Our cultures are different. And that may never happen for us here. But how thankful are we for the little things that we have? When you can truly see, you know, and as I said, the reason I was saying that is we hear that as a kid. You know, a lot of times we may tell our children, there's people that ain't got nothing to eat. And you know, we sometimes say that so commonly. But when you can begin to see all the things that people have. You know, last summer I was in Cleveland and people laying on the street, sleeping in doorways. That's all they had was a coat. It was pouring the rain. And that's some huddled up under a little blanket laying there along the street trying to sleep. And when you see all God's blessed us with and all he's given us, and is it too much for us to give back our life to him in a reality that we would truly be a people that would surrender to him in all things, that everything about us would be truly our main focus and goal in life would be that he would have the full preeminence in my life, that I would be a prisoner to him, that Holy Spirit would have the full leadership in my life. But, oh, sometimes we get so focused on our American ways and our ways of living that we fail to see all that God's given us. And not having air conditioning, not having heat turns us into complainers. Not having our car breaking down turns us into complainers. Something happening with our home, it turns us so easily sometimes into complainers. But, oh my, how we should be so thankful for everything that God's given us. And oh my, making sure that we're people, that's what people see when your car's broke down and maybe you're out there in the pouring rain. And that's the time that, oh, it'll be all right. We're going to fix it. Move on. All the times at the job, maybe it's not going just right. Somebody's really putting a burden on you, but yet there's peace in your heart. You're not returning evil for evil. They can see those things. When they begin to see that word truly manifesting out through our lives. When young people can truly have a testimony, brothers and sisters truly get along, and there's no fussing and backbiting between them when they're out in public or over here or over there. When all these things, we all have a place in the Word. As parents raising our children when we're out in public, it shows that our children have discipline. It shows that we're raising them the way they should go. All of these things showing forth, shining out a light, that though you never open your mouth, it's showing forth that there is a people that's been predestinated, called out from this chaos of this last age, to be that light that's shining forth. Amen. Oh, may we be one of them. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Just so glad for all that God's given us. Amen. The word means more and more each day. As you can see it taking place and you see it manifesting, just want to continue to yield to him. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Let the Lord have his way as our pastor comes. Amen.
Oh, let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hands.
Good word there. It's fine tuning. Amen. If we'll just let the Lord have his way as he speaks to our heart through the word of God, and to fine tune us and bring us to that place that he is all seen as he. It's him, his works, his manifestation. I trust that's what we all desire to see in our life completely. Amen.
You know, I can definitely vow for what Brother Timothy was saying for, you know, we had Sister Sister Esther with us today and last night, and I tell you, it just makes you appreciate. You know, it's like she was talking today, you know, if she would take what we had over here and take it over there, we'd be rich people, or if we was over there, you know. And, you know, really, we don't appreciate, you know, like we should, what God has given us, you know. Carpet in our house is really getting worn and things, you know, and actually some of the carpet in my house is 38 years old, and she looked at the carpet in the living room, I think it's about 30 years old, and she was saying, oh, how nice it was, you know, it's worn, looks worn and so forth, you know, and but she was just thought, my, you know, it's the kind of carpet she'd like to get for her house, you know. I thought, wow, you know, so appreciative. Wouldn't take much, you know, but to us, you know, things like that, maybe see more, and, you know, about had its lifespan and all this, that, and the other. And, but my, they just little things are so appreciative of, you know, it's just, you know, it just sometimes make you feel ashamed of yourself, you know. And, but I just hope we all, you know, think about what God has blessed us with. You know, it's, and it's, you know, it's not no sign of God's approval or disapproval to have good or not to have it, you know. And things go nice and good and all this, you know. But the thing of it is, he knows our hearts. You know, he knows how we feel about things. And he knows how we feel about our material things and all that, you see. He knows what we feel about our paychecks. Yeah. And so don't forget that, you know. But you ought to be thankful, you know, more thankful. And I don't mean this to sound funny, but I'm telling you, I'm thankful I don't have to eat some of the things people have to eat.
That's right.
You know, it's, you know, we've been spoiled. Wow, we've been spoiled, terribly spoiled. And then to be a people that wouldn't give their whole heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. My, wouldn't it be a terrible thing to stand before God and have lived in this life with all the blessings we have and then couldn't give our heart to the Lord and not even be a people thankful? People, it's not appreciative, you know. And, you know, and I just want to say this little thing, too, in closing. I know, you know, amongst ourselves and so forth, we talk about eating right and try to eat the right food and those type of things. But, saints, some of the people
can't afford to eat like some people talk about we should eat, you know. You can't eat that way. It's very expensive. And I remember before years ago, and people would say, oh, it's not that much difference. It is a lot of difference. And especially if you've got a big family, that's hard to prepare meals that is really a lot healthier for them, you know. But I still believe in this one thing. If you can't help whatever you eat or whatever, and God knows you try the best you can or whatever, I believe it's the power of prayer that cleanses and takes all the filth out. But now if we get the attitude, I'm just going to eat anything I want to and expect God to take away, I don't believe in that either. I do not believe in that no more than nothing. No, sir. But again, God knows all about our situation in life, you know. Because I'm telling you, the things they put in food is worse than decon that we kill mice with, you know. And like I say, but sometimes it's hard to eat. So if people talk about those things, you know, we should eat like this and should eat like that, don't let it bother you. No, don't take it offensive. You know, just, you know what you can do, you know. And you know your own heart, what you want to try to do and how you want to please the Lord, you see. So don't beat yourself up over it because somebody stands that way. Don't do that because not everybody can afford that, all right? And like I said, it's expensive to buy, you know, we talk about vitamins and different things. It's very expensive. It really is. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very expensive. So just pray. If you can't do it, pray and ask God to put all the vitamins and minerals that just needed, you see. And so why don't some of these people do that and just forget buying all the vitamins, you know? Well, you know, there's a straight and narrow way in everything. If God provides a way, fine. And if you can't, then I know God is more than able to move the mountain and make the mountain have what it needs. Amen? All right. So just don't want you beat yourself up because people talk like that and talk about eating the right way and this, that, and the other. Like I say, I believe a person should. I don't want to avoid that out. I believe a person should try all they can. All right. So just wanted to feel led to say that because, like I said, I don't want anybody feeling bad because they can't. I know what it's like, friends, to have not have very much. I've been through that. And I remember a time, friends, that $20 a week for groceries is all we had. And that was it, you know. I remember those days. Couldn't even afford a telephone. No. Could just only make a car payment and a little mobile home payment and barely make an electric payment and barely eat. I know what it's like, you know. So, like I say, don't feel bad. I love you people, and I'll make sure you're instructed always in the right way. And don't let something hinder you or bother you because maybe misunderstanding, okay? Or maybe way something's presented. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. Amen. All right. We love the word tonight. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we truly appreciate again your mercy and your grace and your love for us. And Lord, the great precious instructions of the word of God. And help us, Lord, to always follow those instructions and not take after man's ideas or theories and his creeds, but, oh God, lean upon your word completely. So we ask now that you'll take these words tonight, our brother Broad, and let them find that good spot in our heart, Lord. And Father, that it would cause a growth, and Lord Jesus, that we grow in Christ and be more like you in everything, Father. So we pray that you'll go with us again now and keep us safe upon the roads. And Lord Jesus, come back again the next appointed time. If you should tarry, that we come hungering again for the word of God and see what's the next step, Lord, and what you want in our life. So we ask now, thy will be done, and guide us and lead us. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now you pray for me, because I've got something very strongly this afternoon the Lord began to lay on my heart and to bring. And again, I don't like some things you just don't like to preach on, you know. But I know if it ends up being his will, I know it'll be just what he wants. Amen. So may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you and pray for me as I pray for you. that we'd all come to the unity of the faith and the fullness of the stature of Christ. Is that your desire? Amen. Let's press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. May the Lord Jesus bless you, and you're dismissed.